Thanks for listening to The Kick-Ass Life with David Wood. Stay connected on Facebook, / The Kick-Ass Life, on Twitter, at The Kick-Ass Life, and of course, at thekickasslife.com.
Hey, this is Hugh Culver, the author of Give Me a Break, and you are listening to David Wood on the 600-second Kick-Ass Life Show.
Make your life better?
This is the Kick-Ass Life Podcast with David Wood.
That it is. This must be Saturday. It is, because this is a 600-second show, which is designed to put a little smile on your face and a little spring into your step. And I'd like to give you a little boot in the bottom. That's right, a little kick in the rump. That's right, I'd like to put my foot in your arse and get you going in life. Here we go. Well, you know, we always start this show with a few fun facts. That is the truth. Did you realize that peanuts are one of the ingredients in dynamite? Who knew that? And the national anthem of Greece has 158 verses. How drunk must they have been when they started writing that song? There was a few bottles of ouzo drunk that night. I promise you that. You know, there are more chickens in the world than people. That may be why you see those Kentucky Fried Chickens everywhere. Ooh, that place gives me the heebie-jeebies. You know, a cat has 32 muscles in each ear. An ostrich eye is bigger than its brain. And a dragonfly. Ah, a dragonfly. Poor little bugger. They only live 24 hours. That's pretty sad. Because, you know, the other day I had to rescue one with my son, Ben. It was trapped in a trampoline net. And it probably spent half its life there. I didn't realize that before today, that they only live 24 hours. But I'm so glad that we took the time to go and rescue it. And it took a while. This is a big sucker trapped right into the net, and I had to grab it by its body and ease it out. His head had gone through the net and his wings were on the other side. Anyway, I'll tell my son that it only lived 24 hours. Half its life was trapped in the net. Anyway, a goldfish has a memory span of about 3 seconds. Now, I wonder, what do they do? Put a little head, you know, those little helmets on with all the little wires to measure its brain. How do they know that a goldfish has a memory of 3 seconds? Oh, you must have come from the goldfish family, because I think I have about the same thing. You know, here's your challenge for the week. Apparently, it's impossible to sneeze with your eyes open. And I did receive one photograph of somebody trying to lick their elbow from the other week's challenge. Well done, Jen. It's a beauty. And her tongue was very, very close. She has either a very, very long tongue or a very, very short arm. But it wasn't touching, so it didn't count. So maybe I should put the voice away. What do you think? I'm kind of liking it. You know, the reason why I'm sounding a little raspy is because last night a friend of mine came over for dinner. Larry Raymore, I know you're listening, came in from Seattle, came for dinner and had a crazy night with me and the kids. We had a dance festival. We had a board game festival. We drank a little bit of wine. And just as I was going to bed, I get a text from my friend Mark. He says, would you like to come out for a beer? You know, it's like 10:30 at night. So I thought, bugger it. Let's go. So anyway, we got in at 3:30 this morning. But we had a very, very nice time. And apparently one of the four didn't go to work today, I heard. So, Ben, we heard the truth. All right. Let's get on with the show. Now, if you're not, by the way, guys, if you don't have a group of men that you hang out with and go out and just have some fun, you better change that, because it's so important for the psyche. Remember, I've done a lot of programs where I teach men separately from women. And a lot of guys just, they lose that when they get married, that kind of that guy thing. You know, guys do stupid stuff for no reason. We don't need a reason. We just do stupid things. But just to hang out. And we get together once in a while, and there's 4 or 5, sometimes 6 or 7 of us, and just hang out. Sometimes we talk about business, girls. It doesn't matter. We just talk about it. So if you don't have a close-knit group of men friends, then let's do it. What am I going to talk about? All right, we're halfway through the show, and I haven't got to the point yet. That's because I got a mind like a goldfish. It's about taking 100% responsibility for everything in your life and everything not in your life. Now, I know I've talked about this before, but we really haven't drilled down deep into it. What does that really mean? Well, because a friend of mine yesterday or 2 days ago had a chance to take responsibility for something, and he didn't. And the outcome in the end wasn't what he wanted. And so, you know, sometimes you're in a situation
And you know, the whole blame thing comes up. People are consumed, that aren't successful, with blaming people or blaming situations or blaming their parents or blame. Or they're justifying their situation or they're complaining. Those three, I've told you before in other shows, if you stop for 90 days blaming anyone for anything, justifying anything or complaining about anything, your life will go through the roof. You'll see the whole world in a whole new set of colorful glasses. I promise you that. But it's hard. It's hard when in this situation, you know, and it didn't matter what had happened. But in the end, there was a moment where he said, she said, and the person could have just said, yep, I take 100% responsibility and stop it right there. Even if it's not yours to take, you know. And sometimes it's like the other thing, you know, you can say sorry, right? You can say sorry. You can say sorry even sometimes when, you know, it's not yours to say. You know, maybe it was somebody else. Maybe it was their fault. Who cares? You know, if you want to lead a kick-ass life, suck it up. Put your big girl panties on and go over there. Hey, sorry about that. You know, I didn't mean it. I had to do that yesterday with my son. I had a bit of a stressful day, and I don't get stressed that often, but oh my goodness. I hadn't, you know, got a lot going on. heading to Australia. Anyway, I can go through a whole laundry list of why. But I was a bit snappy. My son left his computer on the bus. And no big deal. We've all done it. I mean, I've done it before, not my computer, but I've left things. You know, I was a little snappy. And when he came in from his paper route, I could see, I was watching him walk down the street with his shoulders hunched because, you know, he'd already lost his computer, right? And when he came in, I said, come up here. And I gave him a big hug. You know, this is my 14-year-old. He's same height as me, 6'3". And I said, I'm sorry. I said, I was being a jerk. I said, it was nothing to do with you. I just had a crappy day. And I was, you know, I'm really apologize for that. And I didn't realize how stressed I was feeling. You know, done in that moment, you know. And so taking 100% responsibility for everything in your life and everything not in your life. This is the key to a kick-ass life, right? So if you look in your bank balance right now, it's going to tell you the results of what you're doing. And they're either going to look really, really good or they're not going to look good. They're going to look crappy. And if they look crappy, all you do is take 100% responsibility for not having that money. Everything in your life, everything not in your life. If you're in a crappy relationship, don't blame them. Take 100% responsibility for the crappiness in your relationship and start focusing on you and how you can change and watch what happens. This 100% responsibility, I believe, is one of the foundational keys to success. You know, and Jim Rohn says this. He says, you must take 100% responsibility because you can't change circumstances, you can't change the seasons, you can't change the wind, but you can change yourself, right? So, and to be 100% successful at everything, right? You need really, really, really to take 100% responsibility, right? And so 99% of failure comes from people who are in the habit of making excuses, right? Making excuses, blaming, justifying, complaining, the same stuff all over and over and over again. So the next time you're in a situation, whether you're right or you're wrong, you can practice this, right? You can practice this one little gem because it's awesome. You can blame it on me. All else fails, you can blame it on me. That's right. You can say it right here. Buck stops here. If all else fails, you can blame it on me. I shouldn't be singing, not after being up all night. So what do you do? This moment forward, what are you going to do? Imagine 100% responsibility for everything in your life. Everything. All the crappy bits, all the shitty bits. You take 100% responsibility for it. And 100% responsibility for everything not in your life. The money that's not there yet. The relationship that's not there yet. All these different great things, right? And again, your life will change. It's like you're going to put a new set of glasses on and you're going to start seeing the world differently, where you're no longer a victim. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. A victim of what? It's like, you know, if the weather's crappy, we did this the other night, right? Take all your clothes off and go for a walk in the rain, naked. Why not? You know, that may sound weird to some of you. I live on a big property, right? We have 12 acres, and we often go for midnight little walks around the garden. Me and Jen, no clothes on. Why not? That's why you have a big property, so you can do what the hell you want. But the question is this. It's not about, it's not just about, you know, the idea that you can walk naked. But the idea is, if you're in a thunderstorm, this happened to me when I was in Palenque, on a Mayan ruin. Here I am, and this wicked thunderstorm. What I do? Take my shirt off, I was wearing a pair of shorts. I got a bar of soap out and I started to wash my body. It was the most rain I've ever seen. It was like being in two showers. And I just stood on top of this Mayan ruin having a shower, overlooking the jungle. It was stunning. So again, it doesn't matter what happens to you, remember, ladies and gentlemen, it's how we respond to it. And if we start taking 100% responsibility, remember what I said, 100% responsibility for everything in our life and everything not in our life, there is no one left to blame. And we will start sucking the juice out of every second. We will start leading a life that is so rich and so awesome. And so often, words will come out of your mouth like, yeah, absolutely, I take 100% responsibility, when you know damn well that it wasn't you. You know you weren't to blame. It doesn't matter. And what happens is that energy stops right there. It's like the world takes a big breath and it's like, oh, somebody, please, just stop this madness. Blame him, blame her. Anyway, this is it. The show's over. I'm off to a wedding. Courtney's getting married, and I'm emceeing the wedding this weekend down in Oliver in British Columbia. So Courtney will be there today to have a look at you. All right. Good luck to you and Dan. I love you all. Ciao. See you all on the other side.
That was kick-ass.